At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz. Hi, I'm super excited to be with my colleague, Professor Michael Dittman from the Liberal Arts Division of Butler County Community College. Michael, welcome to the Butler Buzz.
Thank you so much for having me today, Tricia. I really appreciate it.
So let's first talk a little bit about what you do at BC3.
Sure.
I know very well what a professor does, but describe to our viewers, what courses do you teach?
So primarily I teach creative writing and then also technical writing. Those are my two specialties. And then, of course, you know, I pick up College Writing 1, College Writing 2, the introductory courses like that as well.
Okay, so a lot of writing classes.
Tons of writing classes, yeah.
Okay. So that means he does a lot of reading.
Yes, and grading.
Grading, I know.
Yeah.
I'm with you on
that. Yes, you feel my pain.
And Michael, how long have you been at BC3?
Oh, a long time.
Really?
Yeah. I'll have to reveal my age here. Oh. I've been at BC3 on and off for 25 years.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Part-time at first, and I also taught at some other universities, and then I was full-time, I think, 2003-5, somewhere around there. It all starts to blend together.
Right, I understand. I've been at BC3. This is my 14th year.
Oh, wow.
So
another old-timer.
Hey, watch it. But what a blessing, I mean, to have this community college right here in Butler County. And, I mean, year after year, we keep getting more awards. I mean, we are doing wonderful work for our students.
Absolutely. And it's such a wonderful place. I mean, you and I have both taught at other institutions as well. And, you know, BC3 is at the top of my list of places to work and to teach and to learn.
So. Right. Well, you know, just recently I learned a little bit more about a special program that I want our audience to learn more about, because I honestly didn't know too much about it, and that's the BC3 Presidential Scholars Program. So tell us, you started that, right?
Well, it's an interesting story. So before 6 years ago, there were two separate programs. There was the Honors College that we had at BC3, which wasn't really utilized too much, and then there was the Presidential Scholarship, which was a full scholarship that some students could be awarded, but there wasn't any program attached to it.
Okay.
So about 5 years ago, President Neupower contacted me and said, you know, would you be interested in putting together some sort of honors program, scholars program, something like that? And I was building upon the work of just fantastic work that had been done with the Honors College, but there wasn't really any benefit to doing the Honors College classes. You didn't get anything other than a seal on your diploma.
Sure.
And so he contacted me, and I put together sort of a committee to provide me advice, and we flew from there, and it's been going gangbusters ever since.
So this Presidential Scholars Program, how do you become a participant?
I'm really glad you asked that, because getting the word out has not been easy, and it's such a fantastic program. So any Butler County public school student who is recently graduated, in other words, had just graduated and is going to BC3, if they're in the top 10% of their class, and if they had a 3.5 GPA, then and they fill out a scholarship application, which is important because people always forget to do that, then those students are routed to me, and I call them and I say, hey, would you like to be part of our program?
Wow. And what are the benefits?
Oh, the benefits are so many. I mean, we have just, BC3 has been fantastic in supporting the program. So students get full tuition. They don't pay. They get 2 years of, you know, full tuition. They get early registration, so they're assured of their classes. They have a regular academic advisor, but then they also have me as a secondary advisor for simple questions, especially when they're freshmen. Where's the library? How do I get a parking pass? These little questions that can make a big difference when you're just coming on campus.
Yes.
We have social events just for scholars throughout the semester. We just finished last month. We did a pumpkin carving contest with cash prizes and everything in front of the student center. It was a lot of fun. We have bonfire and music. And we also, two of our scholars this year were on the BC3 volleyball team that just came back from Nationals. So we took a night and went and supported them in our own section and did the wave and all sorts of crazy stuff. But we've also done, you know, for social events, we've also, we've done gingerbread house making contests, hikes, just anything to get them together to form a cohort
right.
around that social activity. And then, really importantly, and this is something actually that's really beginning to be recognized, is the importance of that first semester. And they take a seminar with me that's about soft skills. It's about communicating with your professors. It's about figuring out what you're going to do for a major. It's about, you know, we just finished a session on what makes a successful life and how are you going to measure if you're going to be successful. And it's a really useful give and take. It's all discussions. We do some readings and then we come in and we talk about them and we do all sorts of activities. And a lot of students are reticent at the beginning.
Sure.
You know, they don't know each other. But the more we talk, the more they get into it, the more friendships are made, which is super important.
And then they have a better overall experience, right?
Absolutely.
They're better students.
Yeah. In fact, before this program, more than half of the students lost that scholarship, that full scholarship between their first and second semesters.
Okay.
Because they had to keep a 3.5 GPA.
Okay.
And what I find is that freshmen especially come from high school and they think, college is going to be just the same. It's not going to be a problem. I'm going to be fine. But with the introduction of this seminar,
right.
We've cut that down. I think I have high hopes, but it looks like this semester we're going to have 100% retention.
Wonderful.
From the first to second semester, which is just, I mean, I couldn't be happier.
That's great. Are there limited spots to be in this program?
Not as of yet,
okay.
Right?
It's coming, though.
Yes, well, they've been very generous with the budget.
Okay, good.
This year was our biggest class, and we had 23.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we started with just 5. So it's been building now, and we've had representation from every public school in Butler County. We, of course, get a lot of Butler High School students.
Sure.
But we cover them all. And as of now, it's open to anyone who meets those criteria.
So can they find the application for this online?
So there's no separate application. All
oh,
they have
okay.
to do is fill out the scholarship application in the spring. So if you have a student, a child, who's going to graduate in 2022, in March, I think, April, that scholarship application comes out.
Okay.
And they fill that out, you know, just like you would to get any scholarship
sure.
at DC3. And then those students who fit the criteria are bumped out to me. And
okay.
then I contact them and say, hey, you're eligible. Would you like to join?
Wow. That is wonderful. And, you know, what do you think also, besides it just making the experience at BC3 so much better, mm-hmm. what is the other advantage? I would think there would be advantages to then transitioning to another school if you've been in this program.
Absolutely. One of the things I've worked very hard on is creating a seamless transition into honors programs at senior institutions. So a student who transfers to Slippery Rock. Of course, we get lots of students who transfer to Slippery Rock. We're working on this seamless transition so they'll go right into Slippery Rock's honors program.
Okay.
We already have agreements with Teal. We have students who go straight into Pitt's Honors College. And, of
okay.
course, that's a really big deal
right.
for those students who are going to such a bigger school.
Sure.
And so that transition is really important. That second year that they're there, we spend a lot of time talking about transfer.
Okay.
You know, where are you going to go? Where are you going to... what major are you going to choose there? Have you talked to people there? You know, have you gone and visited? And so we do get, we help them a lot with what can be a really stressful time.
Right.
You know, because for our students, they've made that first stressful transition into college, but then 2 years later, they have to do it all over again.
Right.
You know, and they're very unsure at that point. So we've had students, of course, Slippery Rock and Pitt, and we sort of help them and make sure that they have all their ducks in a row so that when they make that transition, it's as seamless and smoothly as possible.
Awesome. Well, can the best way for students or parents out there that are listening and want more information, you can go to BC3's website. You could also contact the admissions office.
Yes.
Those would be the
yeah.
best avenues mm-hmm. for them to get more information.
Mm-hmm. They can also go to the BC3 directory and find me and
okay.
Email me or call me directly. I'm always
All right.
interested
well,
in talking to them.
Thank you so much for your dedication and service to BC3, to our community, to our students. I'm so thankful that I learned more about this and that you were able to be on our show.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, and thank you.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.